ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is related to the philosophy of pilgrimage, the Hajj. As you know, we are in the month of Zilhajjah. The month of Zilhajjah, as you know, is the month in which Muslims, they travel to Mecca and they perform pilgrimage to Mecca. The pilgrimage to Mecca, as you know, is a very significant rite within Islam. It's one of the very significant and principal pillars of Islam, along with the ritual prayer, fasting, charity, or the zakat, and jihad, or holy war. These are all, pillars of Islamic faith, practical pillars of Islamic faith. And we have a lot of verses in the Holy Quran which allude to the significance of the Hajj. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "And it is the duty of mankind towards Allah to make pilgrimage to the house for those who can afford the journey to it, and proclaim the Hajj to people. They shall come to you on foot and lean camels from distant places." And in a third verse we read, "And complete the Hajj and the Umrah for Allah's sake." The question we want to pose in today's session of The Key is, what is the philosophy of the pilgrimage to Mecca? What is the reason that this has been made obligatory on Muslims? Fortunately, we have the answer to this question in the form of a hadith, which has been transmitted from the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. In this hadith, the Imam says, "And he made obligatory for you the pilgrimage to his sacred house." Meaning God made the pilgrimage to Mecca an obligation upon us. "To his sacred house, which he made the Qibla, the point of orientation for all people. They come to it like the cattle coming to water, and eagerly turn to it, like the birds eagerly returning to their nest. Glory be to him. He made it a sign of their humility." Right, so everything before this next sentence, it's not directly concerned with, the philosophy of pilgrimage. Right, the last part of this hadith, it alludes to this philosophy of pilgrimage and the answer to our question. The Imam says, "He, glory be to him, made it a sign of their humility before his greatness." So we travel to Mecca, exert this great effort to journey there and, bow before the Kaaba, show our humility, towards it. And these are all signs of our humility and humbleness in front of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala and the greatness of God. And they're yielding to his might. They're yielding to his might, meaning we acknowledge his might and his greatness by following his orders and performing this pilgrimage, right? Which is a philosophy behind all obligations. Every obligation, the philosophy behind it is for us to obey that law and in that way signify the fact that God is great and worthy of worship, worthy of being obeyed, showing our humility towards him. This is a very general kind of philosophy behind the pilgrimage to Mecca. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the philosophy of pilgrimage and the reason why we make pilgrimage and Hajj to Mecca. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.